I suppose really I ought to start with the article in the Daily Mirror. I thought that the Postmaster General's statements here were quite fantastic. He talked of having estimates for demolition of our fort in his desk. Now, the Postmaster General has no jurisdiction over the forts and never has had. I took it that this was the usual sort of wild statement that gets made in this particular struggle. After all, I could have estimates in my desk for demolishing the BBC, but it doesn't mean I could do it. But later on that day, I was phoned by a BBC official who said he wanted to cover the Postmaster General's landing party when we were taken over. He had had it on high authority that this was going to happen, and I gathered it would be very soon. Well, this seemed to me to be utterly fantastic. We're a British company, and these proposed actions would require the proper process of the law. You can't just go out and do these things. So our company secretary went to see the police to ensure that any action the Postmaster General had in mind was done in a proper way. They reassured him on this, but they also said that the company and he and I were about to be summoned anyway by the Postmaster General, and that he might as well have his summons whilst he was there. Well, that was fair enough, and I got mine a little bit later. I must say this, the two policemen, Inspector Metcalfe and Sergeant Bates, who dealt with these things, you couldn't have nicer people. As it happens, when our company secretary came back to see me, I was with a bunch of reporters from the national newspapers. And you'll have seen the results of that in your Thursday morning papers. Mm. Of course, we'll be fighting this tooth and nail. Or our lawyers will. There are a number of consolations in this, and one of these is that the summons will be heard in Canterbury. I must say, if you've got to be summoned at all, you couldn't have it done in a nicer place than Canterbury. One of the things that I was telling the press about was an illustration of the underhanded methods used by the Postmaster General in this fight. The advertising which supplies our revenue comes to us through advertising agencies. And one of the agencies told me this week that they had had a visit from an official from the Postmaster General's office. This official said that it had been noticed that the agency placed advertising with one or more of the pirate radios. And the agency boss said, yes, they did. What of it? Well, said the official, the Postmaster General would like them not to do this. By this time, the agency boss was beginning to wonder whether he was in England or in Russia. He asked if the pirates were illegal, and the official said, no, they're not illegal, but we're going to make them illegal. Well, I won't repeat what the agency boss said to the man from the Postmaster General, but he undoubtedly got the message. What sort of people do these chaps think we all are? Well, I'm very glad to report that on Thursday morning we had a flood of phone calls from advertising agencies wishing us luck, and a lot who have not placed business with us before promised to give us everything they could. I would like to say thank you to all those listeners who phoned or wrote to wish us good luck, especially the lady who sent me those texts. We very much appreciate it. Many thanks too to the national newspapers, who are seeing that we get a chance to have our views aired to their readers. A team from BBC TV, from the news section, came to interview me at home on Wednesday evening. They were very efficient chaps, friendly and pleasant, and there was no attempt to prevent me in any way from saying what I thought about the Postmaster General's actions.